Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially. I know you're excited like I am. Hey, Kathy Perry's back. KP is back. Social media guru extraordinaire, the galactic guru of social media. She's my social media expert. Yeah, Kathy is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's forgotten more about social media than most of us will ever know. She's our good friend, Kathy. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. Happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So can we talk about Twitter for a minute? Every time I hear people on television talk about making a statement of some kind, you know, putting their position out on Twitter, they said that Twitter just goes crazy. Twitter, people just explode around. I mean, what is going on with all of that? I'm going to be my social media heretic for a second. Don't these people have jobs?
Well, obviously they think tweeting is a big part of it, but now they're adding a new capability on Twitter, because they don't want to get left behind by Facebook and everybody else who is doing stories.
Right.
So they're launching.
Facebook is doing stories, right?
Yes. Well, not only Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat,
right,
et cetera. But here's the thing: they're calling theirs fleets. So
say
you
again.
Can now
spell that. Sleets.
F L. The F-L-E-E-T-S, fleets.
Wow.
Instead of stories, they're calling them fleets. And there will be a row of these icons across the top of your feed on Twitter that will have these round, you know, images of the people. And those are the fleets, which are kind of like stories. But they are testing this first in another country, so we don't have it yet here.
This will give people the ability to not only jump all over you with their words, they can also add some insulting images. Is that what you're saying?
Videos, yeah.
Videos.
But the content, again, this is a short-term thing to blast out information, so it's only available 24 hours. The interesting thing is,
so it's like Instagram for 24 hours.
Yeah, but you can't retweet it reply to it.
So far.
Yeah, they're going to be changing that. But, you know, right now it'll be, you could private message or direct message them, but that's about it. And it will not appear in the timelines. It's only accessible on user profiles. So I'm not sure, you know, until we actually see it.
Wow.
It's interesting. So
I'm going to come back to what I said a minute ago. If you've got a job, if you've got a family, if you've got a life, how much of this do you need to really have in your head? I mean, am I being too, is that too much of a 20th century statement there? I just wonder. Look, we use social media, as you know. I use it myself some, but it doesn't dominate my life.
No, nor mine, and it's my
business. Or my thinking. I don't say, oh, I can't wait to tell the world and show them all the pictures of this thing, this gathering we had. I can't wait to do that. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I get it. But now the thing is, you need to know the changes that they're making, because you're going to be seeing these round icons across the top of your page.
How's it going to affect our businesses?
As far as businesses, it will allow a business to really put out some information quickly and easily without it being, it could be a faster thing for them to put out some information.
Could you put some information out that wouldn't
kind of like
be
a news?
Would it be put information be put out that wouldn't be that you couldn't get smoked for by the Twitterverse? Is that could it also do that?
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, am I just trying? I'm not trying to cause a controversy here. I just want to tweet something.
Yeah, and then also the fact that they're not able to, at least at this point, it can't be retweeted or liked. So it might be an opportunity to put some information out.
Hold on to that thought. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about local search on Google. Yeah, I love this part. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.